You know, it's an important day today, Giving Tuesday today. Really, let's be honest. It's that time of the year where people are very generous. They are giving in so many different ways because as much as Christmas is an exciting time for many, it can be a very tough time. And so finding ways to help those less fortunate in your community, and we've been talking about those off and on throughout the show today as well. But there are other ways in which you can give that makes a difference year round. And I think about our friends at Stars. We have had Stars Air Ambulance on our program before. They are often doing multiple different fundraisers and finding way to raise money so they can continue to provide this very valuable service in our province. We've had multiple guests on our show talking about their experiences, in many cases being saved by Stars. Stars was able to pick them up in their time of need, airlift them to get the medical help that they need. Stars Air Ambulance has been a lifeline for so many people across the prairies. And that experience can be a turning point in ways that they never expected. And one of those people is an Alberta singer-songwriter by the name of Jackie Drew, a former Stars patient. Jackie has taken her gratitude and transformed it into music, and it's a beautiful song. She's written a new song dedicated to Stars, a tribute to the crews, the mission, the life-saving work that they do. It's absolutely a beautiful song, and it has just been released, and I'm happy to say I've got Jackie Drew joining us by phone today. Jackie, thanks so much for taking the call.
Thank you, Evan.
I was on the Stars website yesterday, stars.ca, and your story is on there. There's a bit of a video, and it includes the track If I Could Fly, which is your new song. Can we start with your story? If you're comfortable, share with us, Jackie, how it was Stars was able to help you.
Absolutely. My husband and I were riding our motorcycles on a gravel road, and I had been doing fine up until a certain point, but it kind of got to be dusk, and there was a great big rock in the road. My husband saw it, and just as he was trying to tell me that it was there on the intercom, I had already hit it, and so I went end over end over end and landed in the ditch with the motorcycle on top of me, and I was knocked out cold. It was a pretty good concussion. I don't remember anything specific about the accident itself because it was wiped from my memory, but my husband, because he's such a good old Boy Scout personality, probably his Saskatchewan roots. Anyway, he had a Garmin GPS that he was able to call because we were way out of cell range. And he called emergency services, and it took them a little while to get in by vehicle, but then they couldn't. They're like, this is really bad, and we need to get her to the hospital quicker than that because she's not good shape. So they called in Stars, and within 20 minutes, Stars was there. Like, you know, when you go as the crow flies, you can get in really fast. So they airlifted me out of there and took me to the Foothills Hospital. I had a whole bunch of broken ribs and a separated shoulder and a bad concussion and a bruised lung and various motorcycle-ish accidents. But I was okay after a couple of days, although I felt like for quite a while, I felt like my brain wasn't working quite as well. I would forget a lot of things. My husband was really worried about me riding.
I watched the video, and they did a great job on the Stars website. I was actually tearing up listening to your husband, his recollection, because like you said, you were unconscious in the ditch. Your husband dealing with the trauma of this that still clearly affects him.
But he's like riding his motorcycle back home in the dark, wondering if his wife is going to be all right or not.
I cannot even imagine. Yeah. So you've been able to reconnect. And in fact, part of the video, it shows you reconnecting with those responders that responded to your call. What was that like for you? And what was that like for them?
Well, it was a very moving tribute. Like, actually the biggest shock to me after it was that we didn't get a bill from Stars. Like, we had called an ambulance when our kids were young and, you know, got about a $700 bill for an in-town ambulance. So I was like, we're going to owe so much money for this helicopter airlift.
Right.
And then not only did we not get a bill, we found out there was no bill coming. And this is just who Stars is. They get their donations and they don't charge their patients, maybe because if people knew they might get a $40,000 or $50,000 bill, no one would ever call the ambulance there. I don't know. But they don't charge patients at all. In fact, they treat their patients They call them VIPs, very important patients. And that's how I got treated. And I was amazed with it all. So I kept feeling like, oh, indebted, like I'm a musician. Maybe there's something I can do to help you raise money. Do you have any fundraisers? Can I sing for you? And then, finally they said, we're having our 40th anniversary. You could come and sing at that event for us. But then a month before the anniversary, that's when Dr. Powell passed away. And I heard about it in the news, and I thought, oh, my gosh, they just lost their founder.
Right.
Maybe I can write a song about the founder. And so that was, once I wrote the song, I was like, I don't know when I'm going to sing it, but I wanted to sing it at the event they had booked me to come and sing at their open house. And so the really, really moving part was that at the open house, it was kind of like groups of people kept coming through this hangar. And there wasn't really one place to stop or one moment in the event to stop and sort of go, and this is Jackie Drew, and she wrote us a song.
So right.
It just was kind of like, I'm playing background music, and people are touring through this open house. And so I thought, well, the event's almost over. I might as well sing this song. So I just sang it, whether people were paying attention or not.
Yes.
You know, as a musician, you do that a lot of times. You just play background music. But somebody had been listening. It was a fella named Lyle, who's their communications guy. And he's like, did you write that song for Stars? And I said, yes. And then he said, oh, my gosh, you got to come and meet Linda, who was Greg's wife, the founder's wife. She was
Oh, wow.
I know. So then he took me off in a private area just outside the hangar, and I sang it just for her, and he videotaped that. I ended up putting it on Facebook. But I decided with the song, like, well, if they like the song, maybe I'll record it. But, you know, sometimes people are like, oh, that's very nice. Thank you for the song. And that's all you ever hear.
Sure.
I think, you know, I've written songs for people that are like, oh, that's very nice. But a few days later, she said, oh, I just love that song. And can I please have a recording of it? So I went, okay, that was what I was waiting
yeah.
for. If they wanted a recording, then I would do a recording.
Yeah.
So then I did. And
it's a beautiful song, Jackie. It's a beautiful song.
Thank you very much. I it's kind of got a funny story with it. I've been learning how to play the violin, which, you know, is a freaking difficult instrument to learn in your 50s. It's very screechy. And my husband doesn't even particularly like fiddle music.
It's the practice. I was going to say, it's the practicing for the rest of the family, right, Jackie?
It's so screechy. It's screeching. Yes. But anyway, it's so difficult because I play multiple instruments, and I thought, I could pick up the violin like I pick up every other instrument, but it's not the same. So, but anyway, as I was learning the violin, it took me a few years, and finally I thought, okay, I'm going to combine it with my looper, which helps you to layer instruments.
Sure.
So if I want to sing my own background vocals, I can go do-to-do, 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 one after the other and layer them up and then have all three do-to-dos at the same time. So anyway, I thought with a violin, I could take one violin and turn it into a whole string section. So that's why I've been learning it. But it's so hard. So, but one day I decided to get my violin and see maybe if I can play in tune enough today, I can have some fun with the violin and the looper. And that day, I never thought of this, but my violin gave me like a dozen or more new melodies in one day. It just was sort of like a new instrument, gave me a whole new creative inspiration. And that was kind of when that melody came out, and
yeah.
The melody for the song came out. And I thought, it's so funny because when I read about Greg Powell, Dr. Greg Powell, who founded Stars, he was a doctor. And I thought, oh, my gosh, it must have been so hard for him to start an organization. Like, it's like starting a business where you have to ask so many people for money and so much government relations. Like, he must have had to really, it must not come naturally for him to learn how to start a business, just very much like me
right.
learning how to play violin isn't coming naturally for me either. So I felt like, oh, that violin melody, that one's for Dr. Powell, that one's for Stars.
Well, so. I love the song. We're going to actually play a little bit of it coming up a little bit later on here after we're done chatting. But the song is called If I Could Fly. You talk about the inspiration is Dr. Greg Powell, basically the founder of Stars. And there was a connection there to Vietnam as well for him, right, Jackie?
Yeah, because when he was a really young, I think he either was a medical student or a doctor, he went to Vietnam. I'm not sure what role he was in. He might have been in a medical role there.
Yep.
But he saw the helicopters flying in young men like his age. He's like, Oh, because they could get to the medical help so fast, thanks to the helicopters. He was like, if only we could do this in Canada. So that's the if I could fly is kind of a phrase that expresses his dream to get helicopter air rescue into Canada, which didn't exist at the time. And then later when he worked as a doctor in an emergency room, he'd see people coming, especially from rural areas. And I'm sure in Saskatchewan you have a lot of this kind of problem. Many times I've kind of joked when I've met people who are missing fingers or hands or things like, hey, are you from Saskatchewan? It's kind of a dark joke, but I know that a lot of there's a lot of farming accidents. We have family members who have lost because I have a lot of family in Saskatchewan.
Yes.
Like, oh, okay, so that's almost normal to get your something stuck in an auger. Like, I don't know if it's the equipment might be better designed now than it was years ago, but certainly when injuries would occur in rural areas, he'd always feel like this person didn't have to die. They just couldn't get here quick enough. Mm-hmm. And so it kept driving his like constant nagging. If only we could fly, if only we could fly, if we could fly, we could fly, we could get them here. And it seemed like that dream and that nagging, seeing people die too soon because of that problem just drove him to
do something,
work
right,
to make that dream happen. Because as I, when I spoke to Linda about it, she said, this did not come naturally for Greg.
No.
Like, he's a science guy. He's not a salesman, but to start a business. And I actually work as a business consultant during the day as well. And I do market research and stuff. And I've met hundreds of business owners over 30 years. And I know that it's one of the hardest parts of starting a business is having to do the sales and get people behind the idea and raising the money, like, especially in a charity, like, you have to convince people to give you money and you're not selling them anything. They don't get anything for their money. You know, it's a really difficult thing to
do. It is, but it's stories like yours, Jackie, that I think help people truly see and appreciate the value. While I've got you, we're almost at the end of our chat, but while I've got you, I'm just going to get you to hang on, and we are going to tease our listeners with a snippet of If I Could Fly. This is Jackie Drew.
It feels now like it's kind of more almost like a little anthem for stars as to here's why we do what we do, because it's important to fly, to save those lives, and something that we can feel so proud of.
So no one cries, no goodbyes, they'll see their next sunrise, and they'll have the minutes they need to survive. If I could fly.
I can actually feel the violin influence that you're talking about there, Jackie, for sure.
Yeah, you know, funny thing about the violin, I'm still not a good enough violin player to perform on the violin yet. But so I tried to put the violin part on my accordion, and I was like, it's just not the same. I just have to have a violin. So I found a fellow who fixed a string for me, and he turned out to be a fantastic violinist, and he put all those violin layers on perfectly. And anyway, the violin was demanding to be on the track, so I had to make it happen.
Well, we're better for it, Jackie. I've appreciated having you on the show today. Thank you for being willing to share your story as a STARS patient that led us to your passion to give back. It's an incredible organization. We talk about it lots on the show, and people like you help us get that point driven home, the importance of supporting our STARS air ambulance. So thank you, Jackie, so much. It's been great to meet you.
Yes, thank you, Evan. And STARS is part of Giving Tuesday, so anything you give to them today doubles. So if anyone can do it today, make it happen. Thank you.
It's a great tip right there. Thank you. Jackie Drew, a former STARS patient, Alberta singer-songwriter. And again, her song, If I Could Fly, which is incredible. Check her video out, too. It's on the STARS website. If you go to stars.ca and then just search under Jackie Drew, you will hear her story. There will be a snippet of her song there. And, of course, you can find her song that is now publicly available as well. Jackie Drew, great artist, great story. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.